All right. Good evening, folks. I'd like to welcome you to the regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful Thursday, April 13th, 2023. Jess?
Director Torlakson?
Present.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Moving on to the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion?
I would like to make correction, please, on the agenda. I was here and it says that I was absent.
Director Lopez Garcia, can you bring that up under the consent calendar? We're just needing to approve the agenda on this one.
Okay, I move to approve the agenda, please.
I second that.
Do I have a second?
I second that.
Okay, thank you, Director Lopez. Thank you, Lopez Garcia. Thank you, Director Torlakson.
Thank you.
Jeff?
Yes, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Okay. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. I'm understanding from Director Lopez Garcia that she wants to pull the minute. Is there anything else anyone wants to pull, or do I have a motion on B through E?
I move we approve consent calendar B, C, D, and E.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, Director. Jeff?
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
All right, Director Lopez Garcia, you had an issue with the minutes from the last meeting?
Yes, it says that I was absent, but I was here. It says board of member absent, it has my name there.
Jeff, in the minutes, because you were absent at the beginning of the call. Do you notate that later on in the minutes, Jeff, that she arrived?
Yes, right after the approval of the agenda, I state that on there.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. I thought
so you and Director Garcia. Yeah,
okay.
I thought so.
Sorry. Thank you.
Okay, that's okay. Do I have an approval of the minutes as they stand then?
I move we approve the consent calendar letter A as presented.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All right, thank you, Directors. Jeff?
Okay, Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Garcia is absent.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. We don't have any presentation this evening, so we're moving on to the General Manager report. Good evening, General Manager. How are you?
Very well, Chairperson Trina and the rest of the board. Good evening. I have to be brief. I'll be brief this evening. We have a number of items coming up, as the board is well aware, as the projects were approved some time ago. And you're also aware that this fruitful rainy season that we had and so desperately needed has pushed our projects back quite a bit. So on one side, it was a blessing, and the other side, it's a little bit of a challenge. We're making some significant progress with the projects that we have going on. We anticipate as we come out of COVID, that we're going to see more activity in our parks this year too. So it's also really good timing that we get these projects completed and the public gets to see some new amenities at our parks. Some of them will be rather obvious, and others like the irrigation won't be quite so obvious, but it will lead to a more presentable park in the long run. With that, I'll just go ahead and yield to Lori, and she will bring you up to date on some of the projects and recreation programs that we have coming up.
Good evening, Lori. Good evening. It's great to see everybody on our Zoom here. I'm very, very excited. I don't know if you've had a chance to see Lynbrook, but we have our ribbon cutting on Saturday, and it is absolutely beautiful. We do have security in the evenings to ensure that our forum site dries properly before Saturday, but that'll be 10 o'clock in the morning. We are going to, in the next 3 weeks, be resurfacing the basketball court, and a new basketball hoop will be going up. So I think that's going to be great for the community, and the Lynbrook users for that basketball court is going to make it actually very, very safe because there is some hump and bumps in that surfacing. The Ambles Park, as our general manager has mentioned, is finally moving forward. This week, the irrigation started, and the hydro seeding will begin the end of next week. And then we'll be completing the playground bark in the playground area. So I'm so excited that finally moved forward and trying to get that going. At the Ambrose Community Center, the park, the irrigation pump should be done shortly. We're waiting for a permit from the PG&E, as we had to change one of the pumps and the wiring to get the irrigation going out in that field. I'm really excited about it because PBS will be starting games and practices in 2 weeks. So we are doing some fence repairs to be sure it's a safe environment for our ball players. And it's going to be great to see all of our youth out there. Next week, we will have our tryouts on Wednesday night and Saturday for our flag football. Our program will be having games on weekends, but we'll be having practices on Monday and Wednesday evenings. And teams will be formed. Receiving a lot of positive feedback from that, and the registration is starting to pick up. Our dance classes are just full, and we are scheduling another 8-week program starting this summer. We will also be having a youth yoga class and an adult yoga class on Wednesday night starting this summer. So it's fun to add more programming to go along. And Mr. Agatha's classes are all at the facility now. There's no Zoom or off-site classes, so it's busy, busy. We're waiting for the final date for our delivery and installation for the new 3-5 and 5-12 playground. I will definitely keep you posted as soon as I get some dates, and I know when that will be coming in. And I do want to mention that on April 24th, I just found out we're working with the Contra Costa County, and it's a senior legal services that contacted me. And they're doing a program for the seniors, asking about safeguarding their assets, the scams and frauds, and it's a presentation that'll be 11:45 at the community center with our senior program. So I'm trying to get the word out about that, as they just this week informed me, so you'll see it on our social media and our website, and I think it'll be great for community seniors as well. So lots going on. I'm really excited about Saturday, and I'm really excited to provide this park for the community and our amazing neighbors there. They've been so great, and they keep walking by and just are very, very thrilled about it. Any questions?
So why don't we start with Director Torres. Do you have any comments or questions for the general manager or Lori?
I do not, but in the director's comments later, but I know we're having we had a volunteer day that was also under the community garden, and I attended that. It was good, and we're having a Bay Point Garden Club plant sale on May 6th, so I just wanted to add that onto the pile of list of activities that are very exciting. Thank you.
And I just created a flyer, and we'll be putting that flyer up also on our website and our social media.
Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Director Torres, any comments or questions for the general manager or Lori?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think my only question is regarding something about the irrigation system at Ambrose Park not being ready yet. Did I understand that correctly?
The Ambrose Park, yes. The irrigation is being put in this week. With the rain, it was too wet for them mm-hmm. to put the irrigation in.
Got it. So that should be done next month or like.
No, that should be done next week, and then they will hydro seed that whole area.
Got it. That's great. That's great news. No other questions. Just definitely appreciate all the updates for the program. It's exciting, especially the flag football. Football has been a big part of this community for many decades, and it's disappeared practically with the leagues gone. So it's exciting that this is happening in our district. So really, really good. I just want to appreciate of this program being here in Bay Point. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Director. Director Lopez-Garcia, any questions? Or comments?
I don't have any questions, but I do have comments on what a wonderful job she's doing. And I'm so glad to hear all this stuff is starting to come back to Bay Point. I mean, I know that we've worked very hard to keep it going, but oh my goodness, the dreams are all coming true that we have put out. Everything that we all wanted for Bay Point is starting to all come in. Everything's working great. Thank you.
Thank you. Lily, I had a couple of questions. For years,
Trina, this is Eva.
Yes.
Sorry, I came in about 5 minutes late. I was doing something else. I don't have any questions. I just wanna. I'm excited about this Saturday. So thank you for all your hard work.
Thanks. Awesome. Lori, I had a couple of questions.
Uh-huh.
Years ago, our resident deputy, Lieutenant O'Mary, every April had a bike rodeo. But I guess since he's not our LT anymore, that has fallen off. You know, because I didn't hear anything about it this year. Do you have any information on that? If they're going to be doing that for our kids this year or not?
I do not, but I can definitely contact someone tomorrow and find out for sure.
That'd be awesome. Thank you. And then the other thing is, are you still thinking about or in the planning stages for a family movie night in one of our parks? Probably Amber Park would be a good one. Are you still thinking about that?
Right now we're just kind of getting it open for the delay, but I'm thinking of a movie night at the pool this summer.
Yeah, I didn't know how much lead time you need to get the movie. That's why I was bringing it up. So I know you got your act together.
Yes, we're schedule and swim lessons and all that will be coming out next week.
All right, perfect. Thank you, General Manager. Thank you, Lori. Yeah, go ahead.
Chair, they are having a bike rodeo. I believe it's in May. I'm not certain. I'm trying to see if I have a copy of my minutes or my writing from.
I can call you offline because I just realized
it's April 27th. It is April 27th.
Okay,
right.
I just realized it wasn't park board business, so I apologize for that. So, but thank you for that. I appreciate it. And thank you, Lori, for agreeing. I'm looking at that. So are we set, folks? Any more comments or questions? Okay. Thanks, General Manager. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Board of Directors. Moving on. No legal report tonight, so we're moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. When written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time?
Yes, we have Alfredo Perez.
Okay, welcome, Alfredo.
Hi, thank you, Trina. Hi, Board, and I don't think there's any members in the public.
But I just want to make an announcement. It's actually pretty late now, but at my office in Emeryville, I work in architecture, and we have a summer internship for high school students. The application is due tomorrow. I've sent the link right here in the chat for you guys. If you guys, I guess it's pretty late now, but if you guys knew or know anyone at that age that would be interested, the program starts next month. So, but maybe you guys can just spread the word for next year. But yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys. And that's it.
Okay. Just to be clear, Alfredo, you might want to contact our teen center coordinator, Randy Ross, bring that to him. This isn't an item that's within the board of directors, so there's really nothing that we can do about it. But you could talk to Randy. I'm sure he would appreciate turning that on to his passing that on to his kid.
Well, I did talk to him already, and the Bay Point Youth Academy, but I didn't get anyone in the interest.
Okay.
But
okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Is there any other member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time?
There is not.
Okay, I'm closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak on the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comments to specific items to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If due to technical difficulties, the board of directors is unable to hear the speaker's comments, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue and call in again. Our first item of business is to consider authorizing the general manager to execute a contract with Emergency Construction Services, Inc. to install a fence at Endless Park in the amount of $21,700. All right, general manager.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As you can see, this item exceeds my signing limit of $15,000 to enter into a contract, so it needs board approval. And this is for the what's essentially remaining from the bocce building in Ambrose Park. When it burned down and was demolished, all that remained was a wall, which was actually the served as the fourth wall of the bocce court itself. And it was doubling as a retaining wall. The retaining wall is as old as the bocce court is, and some of you may know the age of it better than I do, but it is quite old. And so we had contractors take a look at that and to see that, if they had any recommendations. If we wanted to rebuild that and re-engineer that, it would cost us somewhere north of $250,000. The easier solution to that is to put a fence in front of it. And that will serve two purposes. One is we'll hopefully dissuade people from graffitiing that tall wall area there. Second is it would serve as a barrier should that wall be compromised in any way. It's actually quite a bit cheaper, as you can see, to do that. And it's a little bit of insurance that the retaining wall itself may be entirely stable, but it's probably better to be on the cautious part and put a fence there. Then we'll come to phase two of that project, and that's figuring out what to do with the area that was left by the bocce court. For example, a proposal would be to put a second lion's den, per se, over there with a trellis and be able to rent that and generate some revenue. And that would require, of course, the concrete work and the trellis be placed in and participable. But that's something that the board can consider at a later date. But the initial stage is to stabilize that area and get it prepared for a new use. So be happy to answer any questions.
All right. Director Torkson, do you have any questions for the general manager?
None at all. Thank you for moving forward.
Director Torres, any questions for the general manager?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I do not have any questions. I appreciate the thorough just investigation or into like all the pricing and stuff. I like the idea. Definitely like the idea of having like a second line then. If that's possible, I'd love to see that. That's all I have.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Director Garcia, any questions for the general manager?
No, no questions.
Thank you. Director Lopez Garcia, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion? I'm sorry?
I move we authorize the general manager.
Hey, Director Torlickson, can I stop you for a minute? Because I just realized I did something not correct. I didn't give the public a chance to weigh in on this. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time? I really apologize.
There is not.
Okay. Sorry about that, folks. I'm closing it out to the public, bringing it back up to the board, and I'm ready for a motion.
I move we authorize the general manager to execute a contract with Emergency Construction Services Incorporated to install a fence at Ambrose Park in the amount of $21,700.
Do I have a
second?
Second
that motion.
Thank you, Director. Jeff?
Okay. Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlickson?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Wonderful. We don't have any public hearings, no closed session. Moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. All right, my esteemed Vice Chair, Director Torlickson, what say you?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I hope that the Easter egg hunt was really fun. I was happy to extend the invitation to a lot of our community members, but as I said, I wasn't able to attend. But I did attend the volunteer day, and we had some people who came in and helped clear the plots on Saturday. I think it was Saturday last week. And as mentioned, the Bay Point Garden Club will be having a planting demo and plant sale on May 6th. That's a Saturday, in time for Mother's Day. And it will be from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And our last workshop was well attended, so we're hoping we can get the same number of people or more for this event. Thank you to Lori for helping us with setting up things there, as well as helping us with the flyer. And thank you to Jessica for always sending those online agendas and board packets, because sometimes I don't get my board packet early enough to review it. And thanks, Doug, for everything. That's all.
Director Torlickson, do you have what the topic of the demo is so I can pass it on to my neighbors?
It will be a spring planting demo. We will be showing how to plant from seed. And we have a master gardener, Neil, and actually leading that event will be our director, Eva Garcia. This is her brainchild.
Oh.
You might want to talk to her.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you so much. Director Torres, do you have anything to add? Yes?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Nothing to add this month. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Director Lopez Garcia, what say you, madam?
I can just ditto what May said. That's it.
All right. Thank you. Director Garcia.
Well, I want to apologize for being a few minutes late. I am volunteering with an organization here in Bay Point. We're feeding feral cats and have them fixed. So I had to go pick up two kitties from the vet. The two boys got fixed today, so that's what took me so long. I'm really excited about it. I'm learning, so the more I do it, the more information I will have. But if you see kittens or feral cats, let me know, because we can fix them for free. So that's a wonderful thing. I hear there's a lot of kittens. And the reason we started this is on Clearland, right by our property, there is an apartment complex. It's all boarded up now. But there was a woman there that was a drug addict, and she had over 100 cats in there. And Tina Wazer, who is the person in Bay Point that kind of started all this, she was there with the sheriff and animal control, you know, trying to remove the kittens. But the woman took some of them to her car and let them go. So some of the cats got away, so we're feeding them right across from that apartment. But let me know and make sure that somebody goes with a safe cage to trap and then it could get fixed. That's it.
Okay, thank you. I don't have any questions. I'm really proud of our staff. It's really exciting, all the things that are coming up, and I appreciate Doug and Jess's, Marlin's, Lori's, everybody's work to put out the kind of services that we do for our public. And I'm really excited about Saturday, Lori. I have to share with you that that's my home park, Lynbrook, and surrounding the new playground are these fences between now and the time of the opening. And I walk that park twice a day for sure for my dog. And this afternoon, there was like these four kids with their hands going through the chain link fence, looking longingly at the play equipment because they couldn't get in. So I'm really excited. And I stopped and talked to the mom and let her know that as of Saturday, it will be open. So everyone's really excited about it. So that's all I have. Do I have a motion to adjourn our meeting until May?
I move that we adjourn the meeting till May.
And do I have a second?
I second that.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you, folks. Have a really great evening.
See you Saturday.
See you Saturday.
Yep, see you Saturday.